morning, Jack.
Good morning, guys. I am going to have a little bit of a nap before I get to Lourdes, but yes, I am heading there. And I can tell you that it's just started to rain.
Oh, no.
So it is expected to rain overnight, but it's fairly light at the moment. Incredibly humid here.
Is it?
And that humidity is expected to be there during the game. So when we're talking about spin or certainly movement of the ball, I think we'll see a lot of movement of the ball tomorrow.
Actually, Lourdes is one of those places.
Tomorrow my time.
Yeah, Lourdes is one of those places that when there is a bit of cloud cover and high humidity, the ball just seems to... It's a bit like Brisbane, and it's a bit like Headingley. When the cloud cover's in, batting becomes a little bit more difficult. So that'll pose well, I think, for the Australians, but also for the English bowlers who have some nasty fasties in there with Joffre and Wood and people like that. So I'm sure, Jax, you'll enjoy your day at Lourdes there, drinking your Pims and eating strawberries or whatever it may be.
Well, I will, and I can also tell you Ash Barty. I am at Eastbourne and have been speaking to her today. She's also hoping to head out there to watch the cricket.
Yeah, good on her.
Because, of course, she has withdrawn from the Eastbourne International because of an arm injury. It's an overuse stress fracture, or not a stress fracture, but a stress bone injury that she suffers in her right arm. And it's from when she's serving a lot and putting a lot of strain on her arm.
Sure.
She's withdrawn. She's saying she's very hopeful that it just needs rest over the next couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Her coach, Craig Kaiser, said, look, if she continued to play through this, then Wimbledon would not be a viable option. And he's also given examples in the past where she's been out for a month if she hasn't managed it properly. So I think they've been quite cautious. I mean, she's played a lot of tennis in the last couple of weeks, hasn't she, with the French Open and the Birmingham Classic.
Sure.
You know, obviously reaching world number one in the process. But, you know, going through all the rounds as well as put, you know, she's just been playing and serving a lot and also playing doubles. I did ask her if she'd be playing doubles at Wimbledon because it seemed to me if you're suffering a bit of an overuse injury that you might want to limit and restrict which games you play. But she said no, that she's hopeful of actually continuing and playing Wimbledon. She's just going to see how it is in the next couple of days. She's not going to even hit the court until Thursday. So, and then she'll assess then how it's all going.
Oh, absolutely. Well, when you're world number one, you get that right. You've earned that right. And look, she would have served a lot. She's just come out of the French Open where, mate, you know, you play a lot.
Have a week off.
You play a lot of tennis. You serve a lot, long rallies, long points. And a week off's not going to hurt Ash Barty. She's in good form and away she goes. Speaking of someone that's making a comeback, and I wasn't speaking of that, but Andy Murray, he will make his long-awaited comeback after hip surgery.
Yes. And, well, he was at Queen's this week, and the ability, I mean, he won. He teamed up with Feliciano Lopez, who incredibly won the singles and the doubles. And because of the draw and the rain, he had to cram several games in each day, the last 2 days. And it was quite a marathon effort by him. But he partnered with Andy Murray. They were playing very late into the evening, the setting sun. It was a magical experience, really, because the crowd was just as one, obviously, with Andy Murray. And everyone is just so thrilled that he's back on the court, moving, pain-free, and that he's, you know, his serve still needs a bit of work. But, boy, the fact that he can just move around the court and that snap of a forehand is still there, everyone's quite ecstatic and really pleased and thrilled for him.
Absolutely. He's look, the big four, well, it's gone back to the big three and the big four. And there's a couple of young guys knocking on the door now, which is good to see for Australian for world tennis. Australian tennis, Nick Kyrgios, he's in form again.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, I mean, we talk about him nearly every week, don't we? And can it get any worse? Well, yes, it can.
it appears so.
That effort at Queen's was a disgrace. He got fined in both his games that he played. You know, cost him $25,000. He doesn't care. He has serious issues. And where this behaviour was every now and again, maybe every fifth game, it is now every game we are talking about him doing something, swearing at umpires, swearing at the crowd, swearing at the opposition, throwing chairs. I mean, at what point does tennis say enough is enough? We're not going to invite you anymore.
Yeah. We had this delightful piece from the web of this young Pommy kid. I don't know, he must have been about 7 or 8 years of age, and he sat down and did the interview with Nick, and he goes, oh, my dad says that you don't try. And Nick goes, well, he's right.
Yeah.
So, oh, he's just so bizarre. So Barty's confident that she'll get over this injury and she'll be cherry ripe, so to speak, for Wimbledon.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, she has said she suffered this injury since she was 16 years old.
Right,
and that so she has managed it all this time, and that she is very confident of being right for Wimbledon. It just needs a bit of rest. She did withdraw from the doubles in Birmingham Classic. So she did have this injury when she was playing in the final. She said that she has been able to play through it at some points, but it's got to the stage where it just got to that stage now where it's really tipping over the edge. So she really wanted to play at Eastbourne because that is the tournament where she returned 3 years ago, and she has very fond memories of Eastbourne. She really likes the tournament and feels very comfortable there. But I think it's been a very wise decision to just say, hey, step back, have a rest, as you say, freshen up. She's got a big fortnight ahead of her. And, you know, we're all really excited about how she's going to go.
Yeah, we are. We are super excited. In fact, she's now taken over Serena as the favourite at tap.com.au to actually win Wimbledon. Serena, a week ago, was the actual favourite. And now Ash is into a $5 chance at tap.com.au to actually be holding that trophy aloft at Wimbledon. Thanks, Jack.
Thanks, guys. I'll speak to you next week.
We will. It's a wonderful time to be. The European summer is a wonderful
Absolutely.
Time to be in
this
London.
Time of year.
And currently, you know, she's got obviously the tennis happening or the cricket happening with
the
ICC World
coming
Cup
up.
And the British Open not that far away either. So it's been a wonderful time, not to mention the Tour de France.